DTY KO4 NUE. DTY KO4 NUE. NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
KO4 NUE, KO4 HKX.
Come on, bud. You doing all right?
I'm doing good. Just had me a bowl of pinto beans.
You didn't have no cornbread with it, did you?
No, I was out of cornbread tonight.
Okay, well, you know, hey, nothing wrong with pinto beans. You know, we love them. That's a staple around here. She puts an onion and a little bit of ham hock in them, and my goodness, half onion, cornbread, a couple of boiled eggs, and some chow chow.
But I'm the only one in my house that eats it, so when I eat it, I eat quite a bit of it for a couple of days.
Yeah, and you let them sit in the refrigerator, they get, you know, get even better. But she puts a lot of extra water in there, and Granddaddy used to call that pot liquor. So pour that all over the cornbread, buddy.
Now I love me a good warm cake of cornbread and a cold glass of milk, and make some cornbread milk out of that. That's right up my alley.
See, that's comfort food right there. That just washes the whole day away.
And that's southern comfort food is right up my alley all the time. I'd eat it way beyond anything else.
Like sweets, very seldom. I mean, every now and then I'll get a hankering for a little, you know, piece of candy or something, but I don't eat a lot of sweets. But it's that, you know, salty and savory. That's the chink in my armor right there.
There with you. I don't eat a lot of sweets either. Every now and then I'll eat something. But my weakness is a nice cold Pepsi to wash the day away on the way home. And then southern comfort food, yeah, I'm all with that.
Yeah. So I was trying to get in touch with Daniel. I was going to see if I can help him out with that 991 a little bit. But I know he's got some visitors there at the house with him, and I didn't want to call him on the phone and mess things up. But figured I'd give him a shot on the radio. And just see. But just evidently he's not there. But at any rate, so yeah, I got things at Deer Camp straightened out, and I think we're just we're kind of set for this weekend. So I don't think we need to add anything else to it. I think we got it figured out, other than the change of menu, and we'll go from there, I guess. But looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. Did you get a hold of Bill?
I have tried to make contact, but cannot contact him. But I've asked Tom to handle that for me. So he said he would. But we'll go with that and kind of see what happens. But I mean, that's fine too. If he can't make it, then that'll work. We'll still make it work. So, but at any rate, bring all your stuff on Saturday, and we'll have a good time, or try to anyway. And we'll go from there with it.
Looking forward to it. I started to give you a shout around lunchtime today because I was over there on 123, right there with 123 and 153 come together in Easlings. If you want to meet up for lunch.
Did you try to call me, or you thought about calling me?
I was going to try to, but man, I was having so much technical difficulties today that I was running way behind, and it just Wasn't going to happen today. Just wasn't meant to be.
You're in that area every Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
Us know. Because I'm usually there, too, around that time. So, yeah, we'll make that happen. That won't be a problem. And I'll just come to you, and we'll meet somewhere there and easily.
But like I said, I was having computer problems today. The software was glitching. The USB hub quit. I mean, it was just one thing after another. Constant fight trying to keep the printer running. I was about ready to just chunk it all outside the door.
No, don't do that, man. You sound like my dad. When we worked, I worked in a welding shop with him growing up. He would not allow Sears or Craftsman brand channel locks in the shop. And Dad's a pretty big man, got some pretty big hands. And so one day Dad's not like I am with my toolbox. He throws, there'll be 50 wrenches in there. They're not in order. You have to dig through everything to find the wrench you want. And I mean, he's a welder. So, you know, somehow or another, there's a pair of Craftsman channel locks ended up in there. And you know where the locking grooves are? That nut always works loose. And he cinched down on a piece of pipe, and when he did, it slipped past the locking teeth and pinched his finger on the pinky, and just, I mean, it instantly turned it blue under the fingernail. And he threw those things through the shop window and busted the glass out in the back of the shop, and just fussed at me, and I didn't have anything to do with it. I don't know where they came from, but that's never, ever. So you won't find a pair of Craftsman or Sears channel locks around here, but my point is, you know, getting angry and throwing it out the window, that's not good. So you're going to end up picking it up, trying to fix it, so just go take a break. That's the best thing to do.
HKX. Yes, that's when the cold Pepsi comes in.
Right. Just go sit up in the driver's seat and just, you know, stare out the window for a few minutes. And, you know, I know when they're standing out the door in a line, though, that gets, you know, you can't really do that, I guess. And then, you know, it's not so much that, it's just that in reality, the supervisor's giving up time so they can go get their tools. And, you know, the supervisor's the one that lets you come into the area to begin with. So, you know, I get it. I do. I get it. You can't be messing around. You know, you just get the tool, get the money, get back to work, that kind of thing. Because we had a master sergeant that was just hateful. Boy, he was rough. And when the Snap-on truck came here at the shop, we had 15 minutes. That was it. Because, you know how they are. Get on the truck and look around and, you know, want a dicker price. And then, well, you know, how much is it going to cost me a month? And you know the deal. And next thing you know, you've had four of them been out there an hour. And then, you know, boss man's all mad. So, I get it. I do.
If they're out there an hour, if they're out there that long, I'm mad because you need to get off my truck. I got other places I got to go.
Yeah, I get it. So, at any rate, well, listen, if you happen to talk with Daniel, let him know I was trying to get in touch with him. And
I told him I'd try to help him with the radio tonight, but like I said, I know he's got visitors, and I don't want to interrupt something. But if you talk with him, let him know I tried to make contact with him.
Earlier, he's having to work this afternoon since he went and spent all day with the visitors. And he's having to actually go in there and get on the computer and do his job now.
Boy, I bet he was happy.
Been ribbing him about it all afternoon on the way home. Just reminded him that he had so much fun. So, let me guess. They had to have some, spending time together today.
Yeah, they went fishing today.
And more than likely, well, let's see. I'm going to take a gamble and say the visitor probably caught more fish than he did.
But he caught anything.
But that makes it even better. Oh, you wait till I hear it. Oh, yes. I'm gonna get him.
To four different places.
Yeah, no, I get it. Oh, my goodness. So now he's having to backtrack because he had had one of those forced fun days.
So now he's trying to recover and get some work done.
Been there, done that. I feel for him. But, hey, he don't cut me any slack, so you just let him know when I see him, I'm going to get him.
Any slack either, so don't worry.
Is it both of them that came to visit, or is it just one of them?
Both his wife's parents came to visit, and the whole family went fishing today.
Got you. Okay. Well, let me, Hannah gave me a little warning, and she's right, so let me be quiet and move on. So, I'll talk to you later, Patrick. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Here, Chad, 73s, KO4HKX, and I'm clear.